This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, hi, and happy Thursday. Now, normally we wouldn't be releasing a new episode today, but we have a little bonus episode for you today. Aren't you the luckiest ever?
So, a few weeks ago, Lauren actually interviewed me at Waterstones Piccadilly as part of the launch event for my book, Diet Starts Monday. Did I mention I'd written a book?
And of course, we had to take Go Love Yourself along so we could share it with you all.
So, Laura, how did it feel being interviewed by me? It was my favourite, obviously, of all the interviews I've done because I felt so relaxed with you. Also, I think it helped that I knew pretty much the questions that were coming. But I genuinely loved it so much. And do you know what was so nice is that all the other promo that I've done was for like radio, TV or whatever. You're kind of trying to convince people of your message and what you're talking about. But being in a room with you interviewing me and all of our people from the podcast, like podcast listeners and general kind of followers and stuff, it felt like a really lovely safe space. And my dad actually said to me that he was obviously listening to me, but looking around the room and seeing everyone nodding and smiling in agreement. That was just, it was amazing. Like I said earlier, genuinely one of the best nights of my life, and I will just never forget it.
It was incredible. It was amazing to see you kind of come alive in a room full of people that just get it. Do you know, just get it, just understand it.
So yeah, you did fabulously.
I think definitely one of the best parts of the night was hearing about the lady who was on her way to a slimming club and turned around and went home, all thanks to the book.
I actually had one woman who said she was on her way to Slimming World.
Shut up.
And went home.
No.
But yeah, it's really wonderful. I don't think it's really sunk in yet. I think your costume dome is still really there. But yeah, it really is. Yeah, lovely.
Oh, I love that so much. So we've got some clips to play you now of a few of the topics we chatted about. But just before we go, I just do want to do a little shameless plug for the book. I am so proud of Diet Starts Monday. And I really, really hope that it will help you if you are struggling or have ever struggled with your body confidence and feeling like you're not good enough and you're not enough. We're going to put all the links in the episode description. So if you haven't already got a copy, why not? I'm going to come and hunt you down. I'm only joking, but do
But what was sad really is because they were talking about their bodies and I was thinking, well, if you think that about your body and you're so much smaller, what does that say about me? Like, you must think I'm a monster. But sadly, I think it's just the world that we live in, that kind of we as women are made to feel like we have to be on this hamster wheel of dieting and self-hate. And that's why I'm trying to say, like, there's just more to life. I think we just need to not waste our lives worrying about what we look like, because you could literally be dead tomorrow and are people going to stand up at your funeral and say, oh, she wore nice skinny jeans in a size 8 and had a great thigh gap? No, they're not. They're going to talk about how wonderful you are and who you are as a person. And I know it sounds cheesy, I know it's really, really hard, but like, you are so, so much more than the size of your jeans, the size of your knickers. Like, more to life.
What was your highlight of the signing?
Maybe the mini eggs.
So two people bought Laura mini eggs.
And you got a cream
egg.
And I
don't, like, I got a cream, mate. I ate all those cream eggs the next day. My goodness, all five of them. I want to talk no more of it. But yeah, two people bought you mini eggs. How cute was that? that?
Yeah. I squealed like an actual pig. Like, I think people were like, what's happening? What's going on? Is there a bomb? No, Laura's got mini eggs. The excitement was...
Laura's got mini eggs. But like a gigantic, huge bag, it was brilliant.
Yeah, both are gone now. sad. But no, thank R. you R. so R. much.
And we also spoke to some amazing people in the audience too, didn't we? Who asked you their questions.
I started listening to the podcast like more religiously when I got to college, uni, and I just like could not. I would look in the mirror and be like, I just don't look like them. And I was like scrolling on Instagram and it was like, you know, doom scrolling. And I just like, I'm so appreciative of the podcast because I feel like it's helped me be able to like look in the mirror and be like, oh my God, actually I'm smart. I'm hilarious. Like I'm adorable. but I was going to ask, like, when you go into those kind of like spirals, like you were mentioning, like you start to, you know, have your like ups and downs. I feel like now, honestly, thanks to you guys, I have more ups than downs. But when you start to look in the mirror and be like, oh my God, like today's not a good day. Like what's the first thing that you tell yourself when you feel yourself starting to go like back downhill? Like just to start picking yourself up when you look in the mirror, like what's the first thing that you are like, actually, you know what I mean? Let me tell myself this, because I feel like it's so important to have like your kind of like own affirmations, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I feel like you'd be really good to answer this one, but I would just say like, and again, it does sound really cheesy, but just compassion and kindness. And honestly, I would just say to myself, all right, today's not a good day. Maybe tomorrow will be better.
We've got this feeling, this fatphobic feeling in our society that calling somebody fat or saying they're in a bigger body is like the worst thing that you can say to somebody. So I suppose my question is, do you think it's okay to not be scared of the word fat, basically, and to not be scared of bigger bodies?
Yeah, definitely. And I think weight stigma, anti-fat bias, whatever you want to call it, is so inherent in all of us. Like even I will have some sort of internalized unconscious bias. We all do for all these different things. So I think that yes, we should be standing up for and be allies for our bigger friends and talking to them if they present it to us, rather than kind of saying, do you want to talk about it? Like, should we have a therapy session? Because they might actually be all right about it. No, mate, we don't need to be fixed.
And the last thing I wanted us to play was the moment right at the end of the talk when I sort of made you, but you finally admitted that you were proud of yourself, Laura.
I know it's uncomfortable, but I need you to acknowledge how incredible is it you've written a book, not just like a book about anything, but about this. You being a bigger person, writing this book is such a big deal, and you come out on a book tour, like a promo tour. Are you proud of yourself?
Yeah, I am. I'll give you that. Fair enough.
Thank you so much to everybody who came, and thank you so much to those of you that have listened to this little bonus episode. So just to say again, another shameless plug, I hate it, but I'm going to do it anyway. Imposter syndrome.
Go on, girl.
You can buy my book, Diet Starts Monday, by heading to the episode description. Thank you so much, guys. Bye.
Hello, I'm La La La, Let Me Explain, and this is It's Not You, It's Them, But It Might Be You. I'm here to answer all your questions around love, relationships, sex, dating dilemmas, and anything else you throw my way. Join me 3 times a week as we work through the depths of this intimacy pool together. From Sony Music Entertainment, listen and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.